بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his family and the noble companions, all the noble companions, and then it proceeds. These are matters of fasting and categories of people regarding fasting and the invalidators of fasting and other benefits in brevity. What is fasting? Fasting is worshipping Allah by relinquishing the invalidators from the time of dawn till sunset. This is the meaning of fasting. Fasting, the month of Ramadan, is one of the great pillars of Islam, because the Prophet ﷺ said, Islam is founded upon five: the testimony of La ilaha illallah, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's messenger; establishing the prayers; giving the dutiful charity; fasting the month of Ramadan; and the pilgrimage to the sacred house. An agreed upon hadith. Categories of people in or regarding fasting. Number one, fasting is incumbent and dutiful upon every Muslim adult, sane, able, and in residence. Secondly, fasting from the kafir is not required, nor making up the day in which he accepts Islam during the month of Ramadan. Thirdly, the young below adulthood, fasting is not incumbent upon him. However, he or she is to be commanded so that they get used to it. The insane, it is not incumbent upon the insane to fast, nor to ransom him by feeding. Similarly, if he is very old, and the one who is old and unable to distinguish things. Fifthly, the one who is incapable to fast because of a continuous cause, like the very elderly, and the one who is ill, inflicted by an illness which is not hoped for him to recover from. Regarding this category, feeding a poor Muslim for every day of the month of Ramadan as a ransom, an expiation, or rather a ransom, the sixth category is the ill person who suddenly becomes ill and waits to recover. Then he may break the fast if it is difficult upon him and make it up after he recovers. The pregnant and the breastfeeding woman, if fasting is difficult due to pregnancy or to breast sucking the baby, or if they fear for their children, then they can break the fast. And the Shaykh rahimahullah is with the opinion that they should make up these days when fasting becomes easier and fear is vanished. The eighth category, woman in menses and postpartum state. These are excluded from fasting during menses and postpartum bleeding, and they make up for the days they missed. Ninth category, the person who is compelled to break the fast in order to gain strength in helping someone at a grave or in a grave danger, like drowning or in fire. So he breaks that day to save others under this description. The tenth category is the musafir, the one who is traveling. If he wishes to fast, he can do so, and if he wishes to break the fast, he can do so and make up for the days he broke. And this covers fast traveling, sudden travel, or travel for Umrah, or continuous travel like the car drivers, cab drivers who travel outside the city perimeters. So they break the fast if they wish, as long as they are not in their residence. And if they return to their residence, they fast. The invalidators of fasting. The person does not break the fast if he takes from the invalidators due to forgetfulness or ignorance or being compelled. Due to the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah in 286, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered in the affirmative, I do. Our Lord, punish us not if we forget or fall into error. And as to the compelling, is evident from the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl 16:106, إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان. Whoever disbelieved in Allah after his belief, except him who is forced thereto and whose heart is at rest with faith. But such as open their heart breasts to disbelief, on them is wrath from Allah. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the one and did not, or does not hold the one who disbelieved due to compelling and force, being forced, then by all means forgiving him for being compelled to break the fast is more of the case. And in Surah Al-Ahzab, as to the errors or ignorance, in Surah Al-Ahzab 33:5, وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا أَخْطَأْتُمْ بِهِ ولكن ما تعمدت قلوبكم. And there is no sin on you, and there is no sin on you if you make a mistake therein, except in regard to what your hearts deliberately intend. So if the fasting person forgets and eats or drinks, then his fasting is not violated and it is still correct, meaning it is not invalid because he forgot. And if he eats or drinks thinking that the sun is already set, or that the fajr, the dawn, did not break, then his fasting is not invalid because he is ignorant. But he shouldn't continue on eating or breaking the fast afterwards when the things become clear to him. And if he washes his mouth and water goes into his throat unintentionally, then his fasting is not invalid because he did not deliberately intend that. And if he gets a wet dream, also his fasting is not invalid because this is not of his choice. The invalidators are: number one, sexual intercourse with the wife, if it takes place during the day of Ramadan, from one upon whom fasting is dutiful, is incumbent, then in this case he must make up, in addition to physical atonement, the intense one. And this is freeing a slave. If this is not affordable, then fasting 2 consecutive months. If this is not affordable, then feeding 60 poor people, Muslims. Secondly, ejaculation of semen while awake, by way, for example, of masturbation or sexual advances or kissing or hugging and the like. Thirdly, eating or drinking, whether this is beneficial or harmful, like smoking. Four, taking nutritional injections, which are substitute for food, because they take the meaning of feeding, they take the meaning of food and drinks. As to the other injections, which are not nutritional in nature, for pain and the like, then they don't break the fast, whether they are used in the muscles or in veins, whether he tastes there, or whether he finds their taste in his throat or not, they don't break his fast. Blood transfusion, menses and postpartum bleeding, and the cupping, the medical cupping of blood as to blood coming out like the bleeding of the nose, or due to tooth removal or the like, this does not break the fast, because this is not from the medical cupping or taking its meaning. 8. Intentional inducing vomiting, intentional induction of vomiting. And therefore, if it is not intentional, unintentional, it does not break the fast. What is permissible? Okay. What is permissible for the fasting person? Most welcome. What is permissible for the fasting person? It's permissible for him to intend fasting even if he is in a state of sexual defilement. Then he can take a bath after dawn, but before sunrise, and immediately after dawn break he can take the bath and make the salah in congregation or for the woman at home. And if a woman becomes certainly pure from natural blood bleeding before Fajr, then she intends to fast even though she may not take the bath except after the dawn break. It's permissible for the fasting person to take off, remove a tooth and to treat his wound, and to take eye drops or ear drops, and this does not invalidate the fasting, even if he would feel the taste of these medications in his throat or her throat. It's permissible for the fasting person to use the siwak in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, and it's a sunnah for the people making the fast and for those who don't. It's permissible for the fasting person to do that which will ease the intensity of the heat or thirst, like to cool off with water, air conditioning, you name it. It's permissible for the fasting person to spray his mouth with that which may ease the restricted breathing, if he has like that, due to hypertension or the like from sickness. So he may take inhalers for bronchital asthma. It is permissible for the fasting person to wet his or her lips if they become dry, and also to wash the mouth if it becomes dry without gargling. It is the sunnah for the fasting person to delay the sahur, which is the pre-dawn meal, till before Fajr, and to hasten to break the fast right after the sunset, and to break the fast on what date? If not, then on dry dates. If not, then use water. Then if not, then use any other lawful food or drink. And if there is nothing of all of this, then he makes intention in his heart to break the fast until he finds something to eat. It is recommended for the fasting person to increase the acts of obedience and to keep away from acts of disobedience. And it's a must on the fasting person to preserve the duties and to keep away from the unlawful. So the person prays the five obligatory prayers on their prescribed times and with the jama'ah if he is a male, and from those who are considered from the people who must perform the jama'ah, not legally excused, and should abandon and relinquish lying and backbiting and cheating and usury in transactions or anything or action which is haram. And anyone who does not abandon the false testimonies and acting accordingly and ignorance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is no need for him to abandon his food and his drink, or as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And this was compiled basically here by the Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah in the year 1401. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.